Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Wake up, sunshine. Open up your sleepy eyes for me.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And welcome, everyone. It's Wednesday. It's Hump Day. And it's August 27th.
Hump Day?
That's right. Episode 1730. And we've got, of course, Blackman versus Cane Ridge tomorrow. That's the Thursday game. The Friday game will be Siegel at Lebanon. MTSU will play Austin Peay Saturday, 4:30's airtime. They got a lot of stuff going on at Middleton on Saturday to entertain you. So you can bring the whole family.
It's like, family day, I think.
I'd like to see a big crowd. Wouldn't you like to see...
Fan day.
Wouldn't you like to see a big standing room only kind of crowd?
Sure.
You know, that'd be awesome, wouldn't it? Weather's going to cooperate, I think. So everything's... All systems are go right now.
Atomic batteries to power.
Right now, all
turbines
systems are go.
Speed.
Y'all made me hungry yesterday, talking about everything on Taco Tuesday. I am in love with a new thing that's an old favorite, old standby, and I think I've told you this, but I'm in love with the hamburger steak from Demas's. Mm. That's all I can think of right now.
It's pretty good.
I mean, you had it again recently?
Not recently. That's why I'm really craving it.
Mm. So it comes with that au jus on top.
Yeah.
If you get their zucchini, it's cooked in the same stuff.
Oh, really?
And it's real. Their zucchini is wonderful. If you're looking for like a lighter side.
You could just get zucchini with the hamburger steak, mm-hmm. couldn't you? Wow. Mm, now you've made me even hungry.
And you can buy their seasoning salt, which is what makes that so good. You can buy it. They sell it in a shaker there.
Oh, I'm use that and put that on my regular hamburger, on my Bubba burger.
Put it on a burger. You can, if you made like some of that air fryer chicken, you could cook that chicken in it.
I have bought some from Costco, some microwave hamburger, okay? They're hamburger steaks.
Mm.
And you microwave them about a minute. They are delicious. But there's one issue that I've been having with it. Every time I've eaten one, I've have heartburn.
Mm.
And I don't know if it's the seasoning that's doing it or whatever, but boy, they're good going down. But they last with you for a while.
Aldi has a frozen burger, and I'm trying to figure out the name of it. But it's just it's in a box. It's a frozen just burger. And they're real thin, and they are so good.
You have to cook them?
Cook them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Toss it in the skillet.
Brett, my son-in-law got me hooked on those microwave burgers, but, you know, they last with you. But we've got a good show today. One thing I want to talk about, since I've been talking about hamburgers, we're going to talk about, you know, all these weight loss drugs that they've got out.
Wegovia.
The sea of them.
Serena Williams came out. She's lost 30 pounds and looks great. But I think she takes Wegovia, I believe. But now, you do have to be careful with those drugs like that, though, because they can be, you know, if you've had thyroid, any kind of thyroid problem, they don't like you taking Wegovia and several of them.
I think give it 10 years at the most, and I think we're going to see that these have some real bad long-term side effects.
You think?
I do. I think it's too good to be true kind of thing. And I get for some people weight loss is difficult, and it might be that, you know,
it's worth the risk.
It's worth
it yeah.
to lose the weight if you're unhealthy, but I think we see a lot of, like Serena Williams probably didn't need to lose 30 pounds for her health.
Well, she was in good shape, I think, but once she had babies and quit playing tennis, I think she had gained some weight.
But I don't think she gained enough weight for it to be like detrimental to her health is more what I'm kind of getting at.
The next phase is they're going to say they're going to make it in pill form, where you can take it by pill. If that does, then that's going to go crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, because a lot of things.
Fin all over again.
Yeah, people don't want to take shots.
Right.
So if you could take it by pill form, that's gonna be really just rampant.
Well, and like we know, losing weight that quick is really not great for your heart, things like that. So I don't know. I just think it's gonna be. I think it's a dangerous game to me.
But you can cut calories.
That's true.
And you can lose 35 pounds.
And you'll lose it slow, but you'll lose it.
Yeah.
You know.
It's about the time I take that charge again.
Yeah. I'm doing pretty good. I've moved to, I'm doing 2 weeks on, 1 week off. So I do 2 weeks where I stay in a pretty steep calorie deficit, and then I do a week where I don't even think about it. And that's helped me kind of stay on.
Right.
Not for losing weight, but for maintaining what I've lost. That's been helpful.
That's probably a good way to do it, because if you were to do that like 1 day a week,
mm-hmm.
you'd probably not see the results of the weight loss at all.
You get a pound or two lost in a couple weeks, and then in a week I probably put on a pound, and then, you know, but that's been helpful.
Well, I'm saving my calories where I can have two hot dogs at the football game. You know what I mean?
If you do it without a bun, that's even more.
617.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 81 degrees. Winds north-northeasterly around 5 miles per hour. Tonight it becomes mostly cloudy. Winds will be light. Lows drop to 56. Thursday remains mostly cloudy. Highs warm into the low 80s. And a few showers possible Thursday night, mainly before midnight. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 55.
The Rutherford County Farmers Market Difference.
You want to know what our chickens eat or how our lettuce is grown?
Or maybe about our corn or our maters. Just ask.
Your farmer's right there at the booth. That's the Rutherford County Farmers Market Difference.
John R. Rice Boulevard at the Lane Agri Park, celebrating 50 years.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
What type of services they would think they would want?
Staff members are caring, who understand that each family is unique.
We ask them the questions.
Keith Stapleton, manager of the Murfreesboro Funeral Home, off of South Church Street.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat ReStore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat ReStore.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Look, try the Habitat ReStore. We have used appliances.
Hey, we have refrigerators, microwave, gently used washers and dryers.
We're hiring at the Habitat ReStore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
You will leave a store humming.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Back in 1985, when Toots first opened, there were very few restaurants in this town. We've seen hundreds of them come and go, and yet we are still so blessed to be in business and be doing business here in Rutherford County.
This is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants. After 40 years, we still got them. $6.99 daily lunch specials. Stop by Toots.com and check them out.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Big savings are headed your way, Murfreesboro. America's Thrift Stores is opening a new location at 1030 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Get ready for a clean and organized shopping experience where you'll find up to 70% off name brand clothes and so much more. And the best part? Thousands of new items hit the floor every single day. It's like walking into a brand new store every time you visit, all thanks to generous local donations. Visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro to learn more.
When news breaks, when traffic's horrendous, when the weather's bad, be the first to get the news, traffic, and weather you want with a text alert from News Radio WGNS. Free text alert. Sign up online at WGNSradio.com.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Chris Perfect.
The Brewers blew a 6-run lead, but they battled back in an Isaac Collins sacrifice fly, lifted Milwaukee above the Arizona Diamondbacks 9-8. The Phillies got walked off by the Mets 6-5. The San Diego Padres beat up on the Mariners 7-6. And the Rangers defeat the Angels 7-3, while the Yankees crush the Nationals 5-1. In the U.S. Open, some of your first round moving on is Jannik Sinner winning in three sets, Iga Swiatek winning in straight sets, Stefanos Tsitsipas winning over Alexander Muller in four sets, Naomi Osaka and Coco Gauff both moving on as well. And the engagement rocking the world, Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift have announced they are getting married.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 6:21 here on the Wake Up Crew. We are back with you all day long on this hump day. And we are powered by MTE. Okay? You know who MTE is, don't you? Middle Tennessee Electric.
Oh, I know all about MTE.
Manage your power with the My MTE app, track Energy, no, with my MTE app. Track energy, pay bills, and more. MTE serving our community since 1936. And they can deliver reliable service and peace of mind. They've been doing that for 90 years. I didn't say nine, I said 90 years. And, of course, we are also furnished by, that's right, America's Thrift Stores. Opening soon at 10:30 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, offering up to 70% off name brand items. Our song of the day today. Are you ready?
Comeback songs.
Comeback songs. This is Tina Turner. Last major hit, this was in 1984 for this one. Her last major hit before that was Proud Mary with Ike Turner in 1971.
13 years.
So she divorced Ike Turner and then went out and made another big hit in 1984. Also, kind of dabbled in acting a little bit too.
She was in Mad Max Thunderdome, Beyond Thunderdome.
She's an icon.
She's great in that too.
Yeah, she's an icon. I was surprised she didn't do more acting, really. Yeah. She was that good.
She was one, like, she played the villain in that movie and she was really good. Which, we were talking off air a little yesterday. 13 years, like, looking back, doesn't feel like that long. But in that moment, that's enough time for people to forget who you are as a musician.
I was 56 and 13 years ago. You know, that's how you look at it, kind of like that.
I was 12, 13.
I mean, it's something. Our good neighbor of the day, Brian Gaither. That's right. Brian Gaither is today's good neighbor of the day for all the wonderful work he and all with emergency medical services do for Rutherford County. Brian Gaither is going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS. That is one area of service I think that has become more popular and people are coming out of college and getting jobs or high school or whatever. And I'm glad because that's something that's needed, particularly in Rutherford County, wouldn't you think, Brian?
Oh, yeah. And they do about 120 calls a day.
Well, they're going to receive flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
Send in those good neighbors. Text neighbor to us. Text neighbor to 615-893-1450, and that'll get you a reply back. And just tap on the link. Fill out the info. You can get to that at WGNSradio.com/good neighbor as well. Birthdays, anniversaries, don't forget to send those in for this Wednesday, 27th of August. Same phone number.
Well, today is International Lottery Day, a day to celebrate the lottery. So go out, buy yourself a ticket. You probably lose, but have some fun. You might win. I don't know.
Play responsibly, as our Tennessee lottery tag is.
I haven't bought a lottery ticket in forever.
I don't think I ever have. I think I've bought, like, some scratch-offs.
Got some for Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
The residents at Stones River Manor love the activities and the environment.
They have everything. They have exercise class. The activity center has the Bible study that I like very much. Everyone is so friendly. They really want to make you happy here.
Stones River Manor, serving the community since 1977.
And you have the little thing around your neck that you can press a button if you need help right away. I feel very safe here.
Stones River Manor in Murfreesboro, near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
If you're listening now, you're 50 years or older, have you had an eye exam in the last year? I mean, a thorough dilated eye exam, not just where you go in to get glasses, but a medical eye exam.
Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor you hear on the radio.
Like so many, the key is getting diagnosed and treated early.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
Access Tennessee News. I'm Will Lundley. Police in two different parts of the state are investigating scenes where bodies have been found. We begin in East Tennessee. That's where the Tennessee Bureau of Investigations says a TDOT employee discovered human remains while mowing along I-40 in Cumberland County Tuesday morning. According to the Tennessee Highway Patrol, around 8 a.m. Tuesday, that TDOT crew was mowing near mile marker 313 of I-40 eastbound when a supervisor made the discovery in the woods. Not much else is known. The TBI is assisting Cumberland County authorities with that investigation. And in Clarksville, investigators say a body was found just after 6 a.m. Tuesday on a concrete pad in a field. The Special Operations Homicide Unit and Crime Scene Unit are processing that scene. Little is known about the person or the situation at this point, and police say they welcome information from the public that may be helpful in the case. So far, police have not been able to say if the victim was male or female or give an approximate age. More news in 30 seconds.
That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The week-long saga of the Cracker Barrel logo may be coming to an end. This, as the company announced last night, they are reversing course and keeping the classic logo for now. In a statement, the Lebanon-based company says, quote, "We said we would listen, and we have. Our new logo is going away, and our old-timer will remain," end quote. This after days of public backlash, with comments coming even for the President of the United States, all calling to retain that classic logo. Will Nunley, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
627 on the Wake Up Crew, a little Hollywood news. I don't know. We talked about this the other day. But Local on 2 is moving from their 2 o'clock spot to their 9 a.m. in the morning. And we asked the question, where is Mark and Kelly going to go?
Yeah.
Well, I found the answer to it. Did you find the answer?
I don't know. I didn't.
Okay. They're moving to Fox.
Ah.
I think they're going to be, they're an affiliated kind of show, so they're moving to Fox, I think, at 9 in the morning. So,
interesting.
Okay.
I don't know what's going to happen to the 700 Club on Fox 17, but they are moving. That's what I heard. So.
Okay.
And the new girl, the new weather girl at Channel 2 started, Daphne DeLorean has started her weekend thing.
That is a killer weather name.
Daphne DeLorean.
Daphne DeLorean with the weather. Yeah. That is good. That's good.
Davis Nolan, they had a big to-do, Friday? Last Friday with him, and they had him on Local on, too. So Davis is getting the royal treatment as he goes out. 40-something years at Channel 2.
It's wild.
And you think that's, you know, back in the day, they used to keep him longer than
they
do now.
People would retire from those jobs.
But he's probably the last of the breed, isn't he? I mean, really?
Oh, got to definitely be around that.
I don't know of anybody that's been with anybody any longer than Davis Nolan.
Yeah. That's just jobs in general, not just news. Just in general, people don't stay places like that.
He did say after 2 days, after mowing the yard and fixing the yard up and everything, he doesn't know what he's going to do, but he said he is going to go fish. So
I bet he will. This is probably not something that people here would know about, but it is industry news. There was a guy, his name was Bill Williamson, or Bill Williams, rather, and he was on WBIR, which is the NBC station in Knoxville. I think he spent 40 years there and still did things even after he retired, did a lot of stuff. He passed away last week at age 91, but, you know, you look at him and people knew him. He did fundraisers, adoptions, all kinds of things. And they named him like Anchor Emeritus or something like that, you know, when he retired. So, but you don't see that much anymore.
Not much anymore. Really don't see it anywhere.
Well, and I wonder
even in radio.
Yeah.
I mean,
and I wonder if that has part to do with what's happening to the new, like how, because the news is dying. Local news is dying like that. And I wonder if that's part of it. You just don't have that local, that the idea of a local celebrity doesn't exist anymore.
Well, people don't have time to get related to it. You know, they don't have time. They don't, they want to get their news. And
well, and cities are getting bigger and all that kind of stuff. And so this idea of like, you're a local hometown celebrity, that's just not really a thing like it used to be.
I mean, Channel 4 is like news all day long. Mm-hmm. And they don't, you'll see them, some of them will be doing the news at 3, some you'll see at 5. There's no really set, okay, this person's going to do the news at 6, you know, or whatever.
And I would counter your local news is dying.
Counterpoint.
And people are consuming it in such a different way. You don't sit and it's 5:30
you watch. Local news is not dying, but
the way people consume
the news
it,
yeah. like that is going away. That's what I meant. Not, I mean, news is always going to be around, but because it's that's always happening.
Yeah,
as long as they don't take Lawman and Cheyenne.
The Lawman came with a gun.
They take them off the air, then I'm out of here. Okay, it's time for today in history.
You're gonna die?
I might. It just won't be worth hanging around. Time for today in history, brought to you by Turner Security.
Turn to Turner Security.
1953, Roman Holiday, starring Audrey Hepburn, is released. 1964, Walt Disney's Mary Poppins, directed by Robert Stevenson, starring Julie Andrews and Dick Van Dyke, premieres in Los Angeles.
For a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down.
Down.
The medicine go down.
Down.
Medicine go down.
Down.
Just a spoonful of sugar.
Thank you for that.
Helps like
the 1970, Jimi Hendrix creates his last studio recording at Electric Lady Studios in New York, an instrumental called Slow Blues. 'Cause I can't get over how y'all add to this portion of the show.
That's where the tuition is, you know. Yeah.
1990, No Fences, the second studio album by Garth Brooks, is released.
And the lightning strikes, another love grows cold. On a sleepless night, as the storm goes on out of control.
That's the Billboard album of the year, 1991. Barack Obama in 2008 becomes the first African-American to be nominated by a major political party for President of the United States. 2013, Gravity, directed by Alfonso Cuarón, starring Sandra Bullock and George Clooney, premieres at the Venice Film Festival. George Clooney was in that movie, 12 minutes?
And it was a huge movie, and everyone has forgotten about it.
Yeah, it really was a huge movie. 2013, Dove Cameron releases a cover of On Top of the World by Imagine Dragons. And that's today in history. Coming up, Brandon Brooks with Rewind. You're listening to the Wake Up Crew on this hump day. It's 6:33.
This is CBS Rewind. August 27th, 1986. Cagney and Lacey won Outstanding Drama at the 38th Primetime Emmy Awards. Outstanding Comedy.
Thank you for being a friend.
The Golden Girl. And this date in 1990. Guitarist Stevie Ray Vaughan and three members of Eric Clapton's entourage were killed in a helicopter crash in Wisconsin. Vaughan was 35. That same day,
all on my room.
Garth Brooks released his album, No Fences.
I got friends in low places.
I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive can help you protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, and RV, and more. And if something wasn't mentioned that you had in mind, find out if it can be covered at Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE, because it probably can be.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 81 degrees. Winds north-northeasterly around 5 miles per hour. Tonight it becomes mostly cloudy, winds will be light, lows drop to 56. Thursday remains mostly cloudy, highs warm into the low 80s, and a few showers possible Thursday night, mainly before midnight. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 55.
Good morning. Trying to load up in a couple of spots out here with a little bit more volume in the last few minutes. 24 West at Bell Road, Hickory Hollow Parkway. You got all that traffic coming in right now from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, headed on into Davidson County, down through Wilson County. Right now that traffic volume is on the increase, especially I-40 westbound through the Mount Juliet area, passing Belinda Parkway. Hey, when you need dependable towing for your car or big truck, no matter what county you're in, here in Middle Tennessee, call STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Good Neighbor Events is brought to you by AmeriCare Pest Control, Old National Bank, and the law offices of John Day.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking. Old National Bank is in the borough on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Old National Bank at 2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard, which used to be Mercury Boulevard.
Visit us and enjoy warm homemade cookies at Old National Bank.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
WGNS encourages you to shop at home. Let's patronize those local family businesses. And right now, through October the 15th, you can paint your bowl for the upcoming Cookin' to Build. Now that's Habitat for Humanity's big event on the Murfreesboro Square, Saturday, November 1st. But it's really a fun tradition to paint the bowls with your friends and family. And you have now until October the 15th to do that. Just drop in to Color Me Mine in the avenues of Murfreesboro. You've heard us talking about how great yoga is to limber you up, improve your balance, and just make you feel good. The Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department is offering yoga classes at SportsCom, the Patterson Community Center, and the St. Clair Street Senior Center. Check with Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation about your yoga class. The Red Cross is still critically low on blood. Please give the gift of life. Phone the Red Cross at 800-RED-CROSS and make an appointment to give blood at a time that fits your schedule. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open, and we're here to talk to different vendors today.
Howdy, y'all. My name's Bob Starr. I own and operate Pilgrimage Farm in Lewisburg, Tennessee. I've been in business for 8 years. I am a mushroom and specialty produce farm that also does wild foraged food. So I'm set up here at Rutherford County Farmers Market Tuesdays and Fridays. And if you've got something interesting on your menu, come on out and see what's wild. My name's Bob Starr. I own and operate Pilgrimage Farm in Lewisburg, Tennessee. I am a mushroom and specialty produce farm that also does wild foraged food.
Thank you so much. The Rutherford County Farmers Market is open on Tuesdays and Fridays from 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. at 315 John R. Rice Boulevard in Murfreesboro until October 31st. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open. Tana Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market.
You know, everyone has a more. First, it's a pony, then to be on the cheer squad. Your more grows up just like you do, but your more can still carry you away or make you cheer. At First Bank, banking local gets you more. More of our time, more access to local bankers, more flexibility, and more product choices. Because getting more empowered and confident helps you pursue your more that never grows old. First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all. Illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Wise guy.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Good morning, John.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Crew on this Wednesday morning.
Is
Don't
it
forget,
really Wednesday
in the
already?
Second hour, we're going to have random questions and we're going to play a game. Really, Brian doesn't have a lot to do at the 7 o'clock hour. He just
I've been thinking about that a lot. Any day. Because he's got Taco Tuesday on Tuesdays.
Yeah.
He's got...
Random questions on Wednesday.
Random questions in game on Wednesday. Thursday is Throwback Thursday.
What are we watching
Fridays,
on Friday?
What are we watching?
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty much all done for him.
And he still comes in with a Bible-sized packet of information.
He does. He really does. All right, Brian, you ready
Somebody's got to drive the bus.
You're ready for your so-called dad joke of the day?
What do you mean, so-called?
Well, I don't know. I just...
Well, we got to see how it's going to go today. It's a fresh start. Clean slate.
Well, it's so-called because we don't know if it's a joke or not. I mean, it could not be funny.
Let's see how it goes.
Odds are pretty high, too.
Well, not to brag, but I've been hired as a fitness model.
Really?
Yep. They're using me as a before picture.
That's good. I'm giving it a thumbs up.
I think it's good because he made fun of himself.
He went straight into it. I didn't know where that joke was going.
Self-deprecating.
Yeah, very good.
All right, thumbs up for that one. Our dad joke of the day, 6:41.
CBS News Brief. Almost 24 FEMA staffers are on leave after signing their names on a letter to Congress criticizing the agency's current leaders and warning inexperience could cripple disaster response. CBS's Nicole Skanga.
The emails received by employees did not provide any reason for the decision to put them on administrative leave. CBS News has reached out to the Department of Homeland Security and FEMA for comment.
President Trump is expected to preside over a meeting at the White House today on ending the war in Gaza. Envoy Steve Witkoff tells Fox.
We adamantly want, and I'm following the president's direction here when I say this, all of those hostages home.
Cooler, damper weather is providing an assist for crews battling a fierce wildfire in Northern California's Napa Valley. So, as preparation, CBS's Carter Evans.
People here have learned from previous fires, and they've cleared brush and debris, and that has made a difference.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
Murfreesboro's Middle Tennessee State University is buzzing with new developments, both culinary and infrastructural. Monday morning marked the grand opening of Demas's restaurant inside the Student Union Building, drawing long lines of students eager to enjoy the beloved local eatery's signature dishes. The first 100 students received swag bags, and one lucky student won a golden ticket for free meals throughout the fall semester. MTSU alumni Peter and Kristen Demas, along with their son, Jamie, celebrated the opening, marking a new chapter in their family-owned business, which has been a cornerstone of the Murfreesboro dining scene for over 35 years. Kristen emphasized the restaurant's mission to provide real food that's both comforting and convenient.
Yes, it's just a full circle moment for us that our son is going to be able to be the manager for this location. And so he's just so excited to be here as well. We're just super proud to be a part of this community, and we just really love the blue. So go Blue Raiders.
The grand opening comes as part of a larger transformation unfolding at MTSU. University President Dr. Sidney McPhee unveiled plans for the Lightning Zone, an ambitious entertainment and sports district along Greenland Drive and Middle Tennessee Boulevard. Anchored by the $67 million Smith Student Athletic Performance Center, the district will include a proposed on-campus hotel and modern student housing to replace aging apartments. The university envisions a vibrant space where students, families, and visitors can attend games, enjoy local dining, and experience live entertainment. Together, these initiatives reflect a strong commitment to enhancing student life and community engagement across Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
This is Kim Dunaway from Sunshine Nutrition Center. You hear me on Monday mornings at 7:20 talking about how to lead a healthier lifestyle. We carry supplements, personal care, and grocery items at both our Murfreesboro and Smyrna locations, family-owned and operated since 1989.
Big savings are headed your way, Murfreesboro. America's Thrift Stores is opening a new location at 1030 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Get ready for a clean and organized shopping experience where you'll find up to 70% off name brand clothes and so much more. And the best part? Thousands of new items hit the floor every single day. It's like walking into a brand new store every time you visit. All thanks to generous local donations. Visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro to learn more.
Play an old guitar, nine half past one. Trying to make a living while everybody else is having fun.
Don't just go to any barber. Go to the singing barber, Charlie Pitts. Get a great haircut and entertainment, too. That's Charlie Pitts, 2528 Las Casas Pike. Phone 615-785-0966. That's Charlie Pitts.
Mercy.
Bigger isn't always better. When it comes to your financial institution, don't send your money to some far-off bank in another state. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, We help when others won't. We've been serving our community since 1957 and are still locally owned and operated in Middle Tennessee. If you're tired of talking to artificial intelligence and computer screens and branches, give Heritage South a try. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
The food's delicious at Adam's Place.
Well, I'm afraid the food is too good. I have a problem turning down the dessert.
Alan Butcher at Adam's Place.
But the food is wonderful. Danny and all the cooks and the servers back there are just wonderful to us. We have plenty to eat.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adam's Place. Call me for more information about Adam's Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adam's Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
Farm Fresh Fridays and Tuesdays.
Fresh eggs, homemade jams, locally raised meats.
And every vendor grows or raises it themselves.
7 a.m. to 1.
It's not just a market, it's the Middle Tennessee tradition.
Celebrating our 50th anniversary, the Farmers Market in Murfreesboro on John R. Rice Boulevard.
Access Tennessee News. I'm Will Dudley. Police in Clarksville making a grim discovery. Investigators say a body was found just after 6 a.m. Tuesday on a concrete pad in a field. The Special Operations Homicide Unit and Crime Scene Units are processing the scene. Little is known about the person or the situation at this point, and police say they welcome information from the public that may be helpful in the case. So far, police have not been able to say if the victim was male or female or provide an approximate age. Elsewhere today, a famous name in court in Williamson County.
Former NFL quarterback Jay Cutler appeared in a Williamson County courtroom to face his October 2024 DUI charge. A judge just accepted the plea from 42-year-old Cutler Tuesday morning. He is required to pay a $350 fine and serve 4 days in the Williamson County Jail beginning September 29. He will also be on unsupervised probation for 1 year and must attend a DUI safety class. His Tennessee license was also revoked. Cutler played quarterback for the Denver Broncos. You may recall he also played college ball at Vanderbilt University. Carlin Cochran, Access Tennessee News.
Thank you, Carlin, and we welcome our new correspondent, Carlin, in her debut report. More news in 30 seconds.
That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The jackpot just keeps growing. An estimated $815 million Powerball prize is up for grabs in tonight's drawing. The massive prize marks the 38th consecutive drawing without a jackpot winner since May 31st. The current jackpot ranks as the 10th largest in Powerball history. Will Dudley, Access Tennessee News.
Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:48 here on the Wake Up Crew. William Shatner still in the news. He's 94, and he is planning a new project to go on television. It's kind of funny how that people still want to stay relevant, even at that age, 94 years old.
See, I feel like if I were as famous and had enough as much money as William Shatner, you would never hear from me.
If he has that much money, I guess he does.
I would have to assume Star Trek's still in syndication. All those movies, he's got to have some.
And I people like Garth Brooks, who can retire and then come back or do whatever they want to, they make a lot amount of money in a very, very short period of time.
As of May of 24, William Shatner's net worth estimated at $100 million.
Yeah.
Wow.
See, you would never see me again.
I guess.
But his ego is even higher than his money.
Well, that's probably true.
He had a long run on The Practice, you know, and I forget about that run, and which I think is his best role ever, because he played basically himself.
And Kirk, he was on, Star Trek only ran for like
two years. Yeah.
And then, but then he had movies. There's like 10 of them, and he was in all of them. And then
he's had cameos in some of those others. Wasn't there a show where he was a policeman or something, or a detective?
Yes.
Oh, T.J. Hooker.
T.J. Hooker, yeah.
Yeah, I forgot about that. So he's had a good long run. Plus, he does a lot of speaking engagements and stuff at every Star Trek convention in America.
And I would do that stuff just to make a little money, whatever, but you just would not see me.
He, according to this internet post, he does not receive royalties from the original Star Trek series, as it was produced before the industry changes ensured residual payments for actors in reruns.
That is interesting. I did not know that.
I didn't either. learn something new. So I guess before a certain time, they just didn't give you residuals.
You just got
if
paid.
There were reruns, you got
well,
paid to do
nobody
it.
Nobody from Gilligan's Island, and it's been running since, mm-hmm. it, nobody got residuals from Gilligan's Island.
Well, and we're seeing that again now with streaming. They're trying to figure out what a royalty is going to be for a show that runs on Netflix. And, you know, if so the kids from Stranger Things, that show's not in syndication, but people go back and watch it all the time. So how do they continue to get paid for that and whatever? It's interesting.
David Schwimmer of Friends fame, he is credited by getting all of those stars of that show by sticking together and working out a contract for residuals. I think they get like $100,000 or maybe more for, you know, like a season contract with that, with the residuals. Mm-hmm. Every time it's shown, they get, you know, $10,000 or something. It's unbelievable. And he was the one that said, we need to stick together and make sure we get this done. None of those people ever have to work again. Jennifer Aniston doesn't. None of them do. Matthew Perry didn't.
Well, and some of them didn't work. Some of them did, but
some didn't. Couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a job to work.
Well, Matthew, they were kind of typecast.
Matthew Perry had all the things going for him. I mean, he had that name recognition. His movies were pretty good. Mm-hmm. He was in some pretty good movies. And then he just let go, you know, with the drug issue. But, you know, it's funny they don't have to work. David Schwimmer's a very intelligent man. You ever see him speak or whatever? When he's serious, he's really, really...
He's the one I really think could not work after. Because he wanted to do serious stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And you just can't take him seriously.
No.
I mean, he was pretty good in Band of Brothers.
Yeah, but I mean, he's Ross.
Yeah.
You know, I think it has to be, if he does something, it has to be so far away from.
Well, he's what good he's in done. Band of Brothers, but I can't take him seriously because he's Ross.
He's got a point. I mean, I mean, you know, he was in that OJ murder thing, you know, played a pretty good part there.
He played himself in Entourage, and it's like the funniest thing he's ever done. It was so funny because he was just himself, but he was like a jerk.
You watched Entourage? Mm-hmm. I didn't know you did that.
Entourage is good. It's on HBO.
Yeah, I liked it.
I watched it about a year ago.
I've watched it every week, just about. All right, going to celebrate some birthdays. Brian, you don't have a birthday today, do you?
No.
Okay, so we don't have to worry about you anyway.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
That would have been a concern.
August 27th, Ed Gein, American serial killer, who was the inspiration for the film Psycho. 1908, Lyndon Johnson, the 36th U.S. president, born in Stonewall, Texas. He died in 1973, so he didn't live long after he was out of the presidency.
If he had ran and won, he would not have finished down his term.
Yeah, he died in office, 1947, Barbara Bach, American actress, The Spy Who Loved Me, and she's Ringo Starr's wife. That's been a very successful marriage, the two of them. 1952, Pee Wee Herman, the late Pee Wee Herman, died this past year. American comic actor of Pee Wee's Big Adventure.
Look, everybody wants to be cool, but doing it with crack isn't just wrong. It could be dead wrong.
1977, Sarah Chalke, a Canadian-American actress. She was in, played one of the sisters in Roseanne and was in Scrubs, of course.
Superman.
I wish she were in more stuff.
Yeah.
You just don't see her enough. They're doing a Scrubs reboot, though.
Yes, and she was in, she did a little stint on How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah.
That was good.
She's been in Roseanne, played in that as well. In 1979, Aaron Paul, American actor, y'all's favorite actor just about, Breaking Bad. And that's a look at celebrity birthdays. Here are their local birthdays. We've got to have some more. Boyd Evans, Cindy Bjork, Kitty Gannon, Peter Simmons, Janet Summerlin, Paul Fitzgerald, and Terrell Jones have birthdays.
And if you or someone you know shares a birthday, get them into us. It's coming up on your last chance.
It's 6:55 here on the Wake Up Crew. Let's take that last look at the weather.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 81 degrees. Winds north-northeasterly around 5 miles per hour. Tonight it becomes mostly cloudy, winds will be light, lows drop to 56. Thursday remains mostly cloudy, highs warm into the low 80s, and a few showers possible Thursday night, mainly before midnight. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 55.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE's Plugged In podcast focuses on the world of electric vehicles. Stay up to date on the EV world, hear interviews with experts, and more. Listen on your favorite podcast platform or visit mte.com/pluggedin.
Build a little bit more out through the Franklin area as you work your way on 65 northbound, coming up through that stretch of Williamson County. Already busy there, 65 north at 840 through Spring Hill. It's trying to load up with more volume through Antioch right now on 24 westbound here at Bell Road, Hickory Hollow Parkway. All that traffic pushing out of Murfreesboro, Rutherford County into Davidson now on 24 going westbound. Radar earlier, I-40 out in certain parts of Wilson County. When you need dependable towing for a car or truck in Middle Tennessee, call STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
Forget those fluorescent lights and freezer burn. This ain't your average grocery run. Meet your farmer, talk a little livestock, and take home the juiciest veggies in your life. The Rutherford County Farmers Market, celebrating 50 seasons.
At Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Real food, real people, and real local.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Every day is Earth Day at the Habitat ReStore.
We keep tons of material out of the landfill.
Hey, call us at the Habitat ReStore about your donated items may need to be recycled.
You have lights?
We take it.
How about gently used furniture?
We take it.
How about kitchen cabinets?
We take it.
The only thing we don't take is mattresses, box springs, and clothing.
We're hiring at the Habitat ReStore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Hi, I'm Larry Castelli, and I love living at Adams Place. I do exercise. I go 3 times a week. I go to stretch and balance, always conscious of your needs. It's not that someone is telling you what to do. It's they're looking out for you. It's a good workout.
And what about the food?
Oh, give me a break. There's so much food here. I would highly recommend.
We know it'll be hard to give you some non-Taylor Swift entertainment news for a bit, but let's give it a go.
I can destroy the hunters for good.
Who got engaged, by the way? Speaking of engagements, over the weekend, Netflix dropped their anime smash K-pop Demon Hunters into theaters. Well, now it's become their most streamed movie ever. Since it debuted in June, 236 million streams. And yes, a sequel is now officially in development.
We're only human, right?
Also in development, a big screen version of the 80s TV classic, Knight Rider, being worked up by the creators of Cobra Kai. We now return you to your normal Taylor Swift programming. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive can help you protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, and RV, and more. And if something wasn't mentioned that you had in mind, find out if it can be covered at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE, because it probably can be.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:58, Brian, we're about ready to get out of here. You ready to take the next hour?
Yeah, I'll do something.
Okay. Random questions. You can do random questions. Play a game. You can do all that. Brian Gaither is today's Good Neighbor of the Day for all of the wonderful work he and all the emergency medical services do for the County of Rutherford. Brian Gaither is going to receive flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
And you can nominate someone as our Good Neighbor of the Day by texting that word neighbor to 615-893-1450. Similar process for birthdays. Call or text the same number, 615-893-1450, or head on over to WGNSradio.com/birthdays so we can give away some delicious banana pudding from our friends over at Slick Pig Barbecue.
Well, of course, the Wake Up Crew is brought to you by America's Thrift Stores, and big savings are coming to Murfreesboro. America's Thrift Stores opening soon at 10:30 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, offering up 70% off name brand items, like a new store every day you go in. Visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro for details.
Hey, stay with us. We've got more to come here on the hour number two of the Wake Up Crew.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded.
The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
FEMA employees placed on leave.
Those workers wrote what's called the Katrina Declaration.
Western downpours.
Even if you have a half inch or inch of rain, you could be dealing with a dangerous situation there.
SpaceX success.
We've been
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, action's been taken against some FEMA employees who are among those who signed an open letter critical of cutbacks and leadership changes at the agency. Here's CBS's Nicole Skanga.
The Federal Emergency Management Agency on Tuesday suspended more than 20 employees after those workers wrote what's called the Katrina Declaration, a letter to lawmakers in Congress warning that the Trump administration had reversed post-Hurricane Katrina progress, hampering the nation's ability to handle a major disaster, multiple sources tell CBS News.
Well, now to the White House. CBS's Ed O'Keefe has the latest on the fallout from the effort to oust a key Fed official.
A legal battle is brewing after President Trump said he fired a sitting Federal Reserve governor.
We need people that are 100% above board, and it doesn't seem like she was.
In a letter posted late Monday, Trump wrote he was ousting Lisa Cook because of false statements on one or more mortgage agreements.
She seems to have had an infraction.
CBS News has obtained the mortgage documents in question, which were included in a letter the head of the Federal Housing Finance Agency sent to the U.S. Attorney General. They show Cook purchased a home in Michigan in 2021 before she joined the Fed, then another in Georgia that same year, declaring both as her primary residence, allegedly, to get better mortgage rates. The Justice Department opened an investigation last week, but no formal criminal charges have been brought. Cook says she's not leaving, adding the president didn't have cause nor the legal authority to fire her. Her lawyer is vowing to challenge it in court and stated the referral letter lacks any factual or legal basis. While Trump says he'd abide by the court's ruling, he's been pressuring the Federal Reserve to lower interest rates for months.
CBS's Linda Kenyon reports there's a White House meeting today about the war in Gaza.
The president's U.S. envoy, Steve Witkoff, says President Trump will be hosting a large meeting to discuss ending the war between Israel and Hamas, as well as what happens, as he put it, on the next day.
It's a very comprehensive plan we're putting together on the next day that I think many people are going to see how robust it is.
Witkoff did not mention who will be attending the meeting on the war in Gaza, which has now been going on for nearly 2 years.
Now to the western U.S., CBS's Rob Marciano tells us about torrential rain and wildfires.
Monsoonal storms sweeping the west are bringing flash floods from New Mexico to California.
Okay, so we are in the middle of a haboob.
It's the same weather system that brought a massive dust storm to the Phoenix area Monday, forcing drivers to pull over to the side of the road. The extreme weather equally challenging on the fire lines. In central Oregon, the flat fires burned more than 23,000 acres and is still threatening thousands of homes. Firefighters there took advantage of the cooler weather on Tuesday to strengthen containment lines before the heat and wind return in the coming days.
A successful test flight last night for the most powerful rocket in the world.
3, 2, 1.
All went well for the SpaceX Starship. Our space consultant, Bill Harwood.
3 test flights earlier this year ended in catastrophic failures, but SpaceX finally managed to chalk up a success. A variety of fixes and upgrades were in place for the giant rocket's 10th test flight, and they appeared to work as planned. The Super Heavy first stage boosted the Starship out of the lower atmosphere, and then it successfully flew itself back to a splashdown just off the Texas Gulf Coast.
So much for that. Cracker Barrel says it's scrapping its brand new scaled-down logo after social media backlash and a plunge in the company's value. CBS's Nicole Valdez.
The restaurant chain now says it will keep its old-time logo with that iconic barrel and image of Uncle Herschel.
Cracker Barrel's all about more.
It comes nearly a week after the country restaurant introduced a new, simplified logo with only the words Cracker Barrel. The move angered customers.
Now we have this minimalist logo down here that just looks so tacky.
Sunk the company's market value by nearly $100 million, cool, upset conservative commentators.
Cracker Barrel launches their woke rebrand and the stock craters.
And President Trump, who called the rebrand a mistake on Tuesday. Later that day, Cracker Barrel said, "We thank our guests for sharing your voices. We said we would listen, and we have. Our new logo is going away, and our old timer will remain."
It's 5 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
President Trump has talked openly about the U.S. taking Greenland. Now there's concern about what may be going on behind the scenes.
Denmark's foreign minister has summoned the U.S. charge d'affaires over reports that three Americans with alleged links to President Trump have been carrying out covert influence operations in Greenland. Both Denmark and Greenland have reportedly said the island is not for sale, and they've condemned these latest reports. The U.S. currently has no ambassador in Denmark, despite Trump naming Ken Howery, who is close to Elon Musk, back in December. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Steep U.S. tariffs of up to 50% on a range of products from India are now in effect as of today. It's seen as a major blow to India's overseas trade and was imposed because India imports oil from Russia. Marketing expert Jim Mose expects American consumers will notice it.
We import a lot of different things from India. Textiles, apparel, you know, cotton, silk, pharmaceuticals, generics, other chemicals, gems and jewelry.
The internet still hasn't settled down from yesterday's big news.
Taylor Swift is engaged. Taylor Swift is engaged. Oh, it's huge. The ring is ginormous. This is so exciting.
CBS News correspondent Olivia Rinaldi was outside the White House checking her Instagram.
Oh, my God.
As the cameras rolled, she explained to anchor Reed Cowan,
"This is a very exciting moment for me in my professional career."
And in a final fangirl moment, Olivia made an offer.
I volunteer to cover it. I'll be there to cover it.
Rinaldi's reveal, posted to social media, has been viewed hundreds of thousands of times. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Time on the Roundup, 8 past the hour.
This is the story of the one. As a safety manager at a manufacturing plant, he does everything he can to keep his coworkers safe. From finding ways to reduce risks to keeping safety supplies in stock. And for that, he relies on Grainger. Grainger offers a broad range of quality products and next-day delivery, so he can always play it safe. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Matt Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Your car steering wheel could be a ticking time bomb. At least 24 people have died and many more injured because their airbags fired shrapnel at them upon inflating. Tens of millions of cars have been recalled. If you suffered cuts that required stitches, hearing or vision loss, or broken bones, please contact us today. You could be owed money for medical bills and other damages.
Morgan & Morgan. Visit us at badairbags.com for an office near you. Prior results do not guarantee a similar outcome.
That's the latest from CBS News Radio. I'm Steve Kathan. The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett continues now here on News Radio WGNS.
Happy you've joined us this morning. 7:09 now. It's the Wake Up Crew from WGNS. I'm Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, Dalton Barrett along with us here as well this morning. Right now, let's get some more information. It's Traffic and Weather Together, brought to you by Toots.
Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants, and we want to thank you for 40 great years of good food and fun.
At Toots, we still have the same specials, the same quality, the same portion sizes, even after 40 years.
And we have the best kids menu in town.
And our family would like to thank this community for supporting Toots for 40 years.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 81 degrees. Winds north-northeasterly around 5 miles per hour. Tonight it becomes mostly cloudy. Winds will be light. Lows drop to 56. Thursday remains mostly cloudy. Highs warm into the low 80s. And a few showers possible Thursday night, mainly before midnight. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 54.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, MTE Sharing Change has now donated more than $11 million to local nonprofits assisting worthy causes in our community. MTE, serving to make life better since 1936.
Good morning. What we're seeing right now is heavier traffic volume on 65 north up through Spring Hill. As you come up through that southern portion of Williamson County, there around 840, it's trying to load up with more volume down through Millersville in the last few minutes on 65 southbound. Coming through Sumner County, Wilson County traffic's on the move right now. Westbound, I-40's building pretty good through the Mount Juliet area. Stein Dental Care in Nashville offering a $50 new patient exam and consultation. You got a few more days left, so call Stein Dental Care in Nashville, 540-0888. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Kim Dunaway from Sunshine Nutrition Center. You hear me on Monday mornings at 7:20 talking about how to lead a healthier lifestyle. We carry supplements, personal care, and grocery items at both our Murfreesboro and Smyrna locations, family owned and operated since 1989.
Is outdated technology slowing down your business? Syscorp Computer Services provides fast, reliable IT support to keep operations running smoothly so businesses can stay focused on what truly matters. Visit sys-corp.net or call 615-809-3687. That's Syscorp Computer Services.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
Cowboys ain't easy to love, and they're harder to hold.
If they were looking for intelligent life, I don't think they'd come here.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Boy, no truer words there. Wake Up Crew, brought to you by America's Thrift Stores, on the air for this Wednesday, hump day.
Hump day?
Woo-hoo! Glad you have joined us here this morning. It's Brian, it's Dalton, it's John, and we're all here. That freaked me out really badly.
What did?
I looked down at my console here. And I had my mic on, and I had your mic on, but the yellow mic was not on. And I thought, man, I could swear that I touched that button. But when you hit the mute button over there, it turns it off over here.
Interesting.
It's really neat.
So if I...
If you push your mute button, it's off.
Wow.
Yeah.
John, this is incredible. Are you seeing this?
No. What do I do?
When you press the mute button, it shows the producer that the mute is muted. Wow! I didn't know that.
Pretty remarkable.
How long have we had this console? Like 3 years?
It's been a minute. So good Wednesday to you.
John's just pressing the button.
The high school football this week, State Farm Prep Sports got a double dip. Tomorrow night it's Blackman hosting Cane Ridge. And then on Friday we head to Lebanon with the Siegel Stars. So we get to see Blackman and Siegel here this week, and I think the following week, if I'm not mistaken, we already jump into region play. I think that's right. MTSU plays Austin Peay at home on Saturday as well. Big fan day, lots of activities. The Grove going to be packed. Should be great weather for all of that as well. So, a lot going on. Sports is here. Football season is here.
With all those teams in the same region, they have to start pretty soon.
I know.
They can't mess around. The good news is they don't have to look for a schedule.
Yeah.
Like Kevin Creasy probably loves it because he doesn't have to look for opponents.
Well, and they're all there and have to play each other, and it's not like MTCS who can't find a 10th game because two of their region opponents just quit
PCA's
football.
PCA's in the same boat, don't they? They've lost one game, haven't they?
Yeah, but PCA found their game replacements. MTCS could not. They found one. They had to replace two games, you know. But anyway.
Well, one was in their region, wasn't it?
Two of them.
Two? Oh, wow.
The team in Knoxville, the Kings Academy, they just
said, everybody in that region is going to suffer that same consequence, right?
Yeah.
Hmm. Not good.
Yeah, no, not good. So, Wednesday, hump day, as of course we mentioned, we've got random questions straight ahead. We'll play a game of some sort here. You can play along with us as well here this morning. Song of the day, we are looking at comeback hits for artists. Tina Turner had a hit with Ike Turner, Proud Mary, in 1971. And then it wasn't until 1984 that this song hit the charts.
What's love got to do with it?
That was also the name of the movie that I think the girl won an Academy Award. Angela Bassett won an Academy Award for that portrayal of Tina Turner.
Okay.
So that's, it was a theme song because the title of the movie is the same as the title of the song. So
I was,
you just learn all kinds of stuff here on this show.
Really,
you are, you are a,
no, I didn't mean me, I think everybody.
Well, but you specifically are just a
plethora of information.
You're like the Library of Alexandria of obscure facts from the 70s.
That's true.
John, well, I guess both of you. If I could tell you that as an adult, you could have something that would help you de-stress, get better sleep, maybe even quit a bad habit like smoking, would you try it?
Just random questions.
Is it illegal? Is it a drug?
It is not.
Oh.
It is not a drug.
Well, I guess. I don't know.
Well, there is this trend that does all of those things, apparently, and it's called an adult pacifier.
I knew there would be.
China, South Korea, it's a big thing there, apparently. Adult pacifiers.
Are they clear? I mean, are...
No. What I is... mean, they're adult size. Here, a couple of pictures. Adult size pacifiers.
Here's what this does, and this is an ongoing problem. And I'm saying this as somebody in their 20s. This is something I've observed over the course of my lifetime. I remember looking at people in their 30s when I was 5 years old, and they felt mature and older, whatever. Now, I look at people in their 30s, and they still act like kids. And they watch the same movies they watched when they were kids. And they like, there's a refusal from human beings to grow up, I think, in the modern era. And this feels like an extreme elaboration on that.
Yeah.
It's time for us as
strong words.
It's time for us as a society to grow up. That's my point.
Stronger words. I don't know. I don't think I could do that. I don't think I could put a pacifier in my mouth. And
I mean, every now and then I got the backside of one in my mouth because I'm carrying the baby around. But
just try a plastic straw. Except don't inhale it because I swallowed one once.
Chew on a bottle cap. Be a man.
Well, that's your thing. Chew on anything plastic. Someone said that it's helpful in coping with withdrawal symptoms from quitting smoking. A third person said it's a source of comfort when stressed, helps to manage anxiety, helps you sleep better. But
do they wear them when they sleep? Do they?
Yeah.
I don't know if I could breathe well enough to.
Apparently, it can also cause some downside: jaw stiffness, shifting of teeth. And when used during sleep, choking.
Well, and I know, like, that's a thing they told us. Like, don't use the pacifier for too long with the baby because it'll mess up their teeth. Now you're an adult. Grow up. That's my perspective.
Strong words.
I'm going to go run out and get me a passy. Wake Up Crew, brought to you by America's Thrift Stores, continues in a moment.
This is News Radio WGNS, Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles, here's Chris Perfett.
The Brewers blew a 6-run lead, but they battled back in an Isaac Collins sacrifice fly, lifted Milwaukee above the Arizona Diamondbacks 9-8. The Phillies got walked off by the Mets 6-5. The San Diego Padres beat up on the Mariners 7-6. And the Rangers defeat the Angels 7-3, while the Yankees crush the Nationals 5-1. In the U.S. Open, some of your first round moving on is Jannik Sinner winning in three sets, Iga Swiatek winning in straight sets, Stefano Tsitsipas winning over Alexander Muller in four sets, Naomi Osaka and Coco Gauff both moving on as well. And the engagement rocking the world, Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift have announced they are getting married.
Looking for a lift kit for your truck or Jeep and need the right experts to install it? Look no further than Tire World. In Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
I am Charlotte Gardner.
I've lived at Adam's Place for 3 years. Everything's positive about the food. There are so many choices. There is a menu that you can pick and choose whatever you want. And people who have come here for a meal with me are really impressed at the selection.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adam's Place. Call me for more information about Adam's Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adam's Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
This is a paid legal ad.
I'm attorney John Day. Many lawyers are quick to say that they'll take the insurance company to court for you. But how do you know if the lawyer is an experienced trial attorney? Ask them if they're certified. In order to be certified, you have to have tried a lot of cases, taken a two-day test, and get recommendations from judges and other lawyers. My wife Joy and I are both certified as civil trial specialists, and we have the experience to get the answers, justice, and compensation your family deserves. Call the law offices of John Day.
Hey, did you see that crowd last week?
Well, it's the 50th season. What'd you expect? Fireworks?
Nah, just sweet corn and smiles.
This year marks 50 fresh, flavorful seasons at the Rutherford County Farmers Market at Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Back here on the Wake Up Crew from News Radio, WGNS at 722.
And now, it's time for Random Questions with your host, John Dinkins.
So he said it right.
Yeah, but I had to think.
Yeah. That's what
I sent a pronouncer to him when we did it.
Okay, Cologne Barrett or whatever.
Cologne Colton is Colton, what people mix mine up with. Yeah.
All right, here we go. I'm going to simplify a couple of these because I'm looking at the subjects I have to work with here, and I think maybe three might be too many. What is your top movie of all time, and why?
Oh, that's such a hard question.
Can't be a TV series, Brian.
From recent time, Knives Out is my favorite movie
of
ever.
All time.
I've seen it. It only came out probably 5 years ago, and I've seen that movie just countless times. I like a good murder mystery. I think Daniel Craig does a really good job with it. It's one of those that you can keep
did
watching.
Did you like the second one?
I did. The second one was really good. It's,
not,
one of those,
it's not all time, but it's...
No, but it's good, but it's not as good as the first one. But it's one of those movies where you can kind of, even though you know how it ends, you can keep watching it and get enjoyment out of it.
Where's Rachel?
Is that your favorite?
Yeah.
Really?
He pulled that out of his rear. He just made that up.
That's the movie that I've rewatched. The three movies with Christian Bale, I've rewatched them numerous times. I usually don't rewatch things.
We saw that in IMAX when I was a little boy. I was six. Yeah. You covered my eyes during the scary scenes.
I don't know. I watch things I love that are favorite are always comedies for some reason, but I love Animal House.
That's a good one.
It just reminded me, it was during my era. I just got married, saw it on my honeymoon. And
see, I like dramatic movies, but funny TV shows.
Yeah.
But most people like the other way around. They like funny movies and dramatic TV shows, but I prefer the other way.
I've just always been a comedy guy. I'd rather go to a movie and watch something with Ryan Reynolds in it than, you know. But anyway, question number two. You did well on that one.
Thank you.
I was talking to him, but yeah. If you could try three things with no consequences, what would they be?
I'd rob a bank. Easy. I'd probably rob a bank three times, if I'm being honest. No. That one's on there. The second thing, no consequences. Maybe like skydiving,
because
I couldn't die, because there's no consequences. And then I'd just pick somebody who really gets on my nerves and punch him in the face once.
Wow, a violent type of answer
there. Pretty
much,
yeah. Fly a plane. You know, a big passenger 747.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh. With passengers in there. And I've never flown before, and they would know it, but there would be no consequences.
Okay. Good answer.
Maybe
three might be too many, you know, for you, Brian.
I would be king of the world. There were no consequences. And I would make sure that I won the lottery every time.
Okay. I think it was things that you could practically try. There just aren't consequences for them.
Oh, king of the world.
I could win the lottery every time.
Yeah, I don't think you can just practically rig the lottery. Anyway, it's not important.
Which TV sitcom feels most like your life?
Breaking Bad. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know, actually. I don't think my life fits any sitcom. Because most sitcoms are about, like, families and there's kids involved, and I don't,
Garfield,
you know, don't have any kids. Mm-hmm. Garfield, maybe.
That's a movie.
Yeah.
All in the Family. I'm Archie.
Oh, wow. Mm.
The Grumpy Dad.
You are the Grumpy Dad.
What historical figure would you like to go on a date with? For your information, Brad Pitt, 20 years ago, is hysterical. It's historical, excuse me. Mm. What historical
figure? What
kind
of date are we talking? Like a romantic date or just dinner?
Oh, just dinner. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Okay. It's pretty hard to top that one.
JFK.
JFK. You'd like to ask him a bunch of questions, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
You'd look at him and say, do you have a headache?
Don't get in the car is what I would tell him. Don't go to Dallas.
What would the first question you'd ask Jesus Christ? What would you ask Jesus Christ?
Oh, I'd have a whole list. I'd have to prepare a little bit as we got towards dinner, but...
What are two big things...
I'd say, hey, Jesus, can you refill my water real quick?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. What are two big life things you've been wrong about?
Ooh, there's so many. I don't know. The older I get, the more I realize how difficult being alive is. And I kind of assumed it would be easier than this growing up, you know, but it's not. It's really difficult, so...
I think that applies to a lot of people, yeah. Really.
The question again is...
What? I don't know. What are two big life things? What is? I can't remember now.
Yeah, things in your life that have surprised you.
How it feels like Groundhog Day sometimes, like all the time.
That's one of your things, John.
It's rinse and repeat.
That's an unhealthy habit.
Get out of that habit, yeah.
Okay. Is social media good for us or bad for us? Why?
I think my stance has been pretty...
Yeah.
You know, I think it's one of the worst things that's ever happened to mankind, probably.
I bet he's going to disagree with that.
I do think that there are good things about it, but like with anything, it can become a habit and bad habit, too.
And that's Random Questions.
From brakes and alignments to new tires and wheels, Tire World, locally owned and operated in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Online at tireworld.us.
Don't let concerns about today's events derail your long-term financial strategy. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin, and I'm here to help. We can work together to understand the impact of these events and make sure that your goals are top of mind. While you can't control market volatility, we'll help focus on what you can control. We can connect in several virtual ways. Start by giving me a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
We're talking with Wanda Copley at the Villages of Murfreesboro.
I think that you need to consider what's going to be happening in the near future. And I am pleased that I moved before my children had to move me. And I think that's a very good point, to look at what you foresee happening and then make plans of your own for that. And then you have a real voice in where you go and what kind of thing you do.
The Villages of Murfreesboro. We're near the Avenue on Willow Oak Trail.
When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door. Where can you turn when you need a friend to put your fears to rest? Turn to the best when you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore. You can leave your security issues at the door. Turn to Turner Security.
Folks, I hope you're listening every Sunday night at 8 o'clock to the Edwin Lee Raymer Show. We'll talk about some local politics, national politics, all types of topics, all types of guests. That's 8 o'clock Sunday night, Edwin Lee Raymer Show. Talk to you then.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 7:30 on the Wake Up Crew, brought to you by America's Thrift Stores, and it is episode 1730 of the Wake Up Crew.
And we say happy birthday today to Boyd Evans, Cindy Bjork, Kitty Gannon, Peter Simmons, Janet Summerlin, Paul Fitzgerald, and Terrell Jones. At least a few more there, Dalton.
Yes, we do. So get them in. 615-893-1450 is the phone number. WGNSradio.com/birthdays is the website. And it's your last chance. So get them in for a chance to win a delicious bowl of banana pudding from Slick Pig Barbecue.
Well, don't forget, big savings are coming to Murfreesboro. America's Thrift Store is opening soon at 1030 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, offering up to 70% off name brand items. Hey, it's like a brand new store every day. Visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro for details. We've got traffic and weather coming up and more of the Wake Up Crew straight ahead.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 81 degrees. Winds north-northeasterly around 5 miles per hour. Tonight it becomes mostly cloudy, winds will be light, lows drop to 56. Thursday remains mostly cloudy, highs warm into the low 80s, and a few showers possible Thursday night, mainly before midnight. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 54.
Good morning. Starting to load up now with more volume as you work your way out of Hendersonville. Here on Vietnam Vets westbound, approaching Conference Drive, it's heavy at times. 65 southbound, coming out of Goodlettsville there at Rivergate Parkway. It's been slow for a while. Northbound, 65 up through Spring Hill with all that traffic coming out of Murray County into southern Williamson County on 65 going northbound. Hey, Princess Hot Chicken, live entertainment tonight at 6 o'clock. Be sure to order online throughout the day. It's easy, princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now, an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
During Monday night's Public Safety Committee meeting in Murfreesboro, about a dozen residents voiced opposition to the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office pending 287G agreement with Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Longtime Murfreesboro resident Kelly Northcutt said many in her community feel unsafe regardless of immigration status. Sheriff Mike Fitzhugh clarified that the agreement merely formalizes current procedures, allowing deputies to access a federal database related to detainees already arrested for other crimes within Rutherford County. He emphasized that deputies will not actively enforce immigration laws in the community. Still, some residents remain concerned that future leadership could broaden cooperation with ICE. Transitioning to a broader public safety effort, Middle Tennessee counties, including nearby Wilson County, are addressing gun safety through awareness campaigns. Wilson County Mayor Randall Hutto joined other area leaders in signing a proclamation for Smart Week, a nonpartisan initiative by Every Town for Gun Safety. The campaign promotes responsible firearm storage to reduce child gun deaths. Local parent and volunteer Sierra Barnett stressed the importance of asking about unsecured guns before playdates. Her concerns were underscored by a recent incident in Gladeville, where a gun fell out of a car in a school zone. While no one was harmed, Barnett called the event a wake-up call for gun owners. Authorities continue to urge residents throughout Middle Tennessee, including Rutherford County, to securely store firearms to prevent thefts and accidents involving children. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, part of your Good Neighbor Network. And I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
You feel great at Adam's Place.
Melanie teaches all of our exercise classes. I do the stretch and balance.
Alan Butcher.
Avis is our water aerobics instructor. It's really helped me to overcome some of my arthritis pain, and it's just a wonderful thing that we have here.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adam's Place. Call me for more information about Adam's Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adam's Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open, and we're here to talk to different vendors today.
This is Jeremy Mack with Bantam Farm. Bantam Farm specializes in soft sourdough bread. We use an Italian flour and olive oil in all our soft sourdough products, so we don't use any American GMO. We don't use any seed oils in our sourdough products. We also have many, many other things. So come out and see us. at the Lane Agricultural Center at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. This is Jeremy Mack with Bantam Farm. Bantam Farm specializes in soft sourdough bread. We use an Italian flour and olive oil in products, so come out and see us.
Thank you so much. The Rutherford County Farmers Market is open on Tuesdays and Fridays from 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. at 315 John R. Rice Boulevard in Murfreesboro until October 31st.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Hanging out with you here from News Radio WGNS, the Wake Up Crew with Brian, John, and Dalton. And we're going to take a look at a tier list with candy bars as our theme here.
Yep.
Yes. And so if you're unfamiliar with what a tier list is, basically we have categories. And we have our top tier, high tier, mid tier, low tier, and bottom tier. And we're going to take these candy bars and place them where we agree they should go on the tier list as a whole.
All right.
So we're going to start with an old classic, a Baby Ruth, which is not one of my favorites.
I like Baby Ruth.
I like it, but it's not top.
No, it's not top of mine either. I'm going to go with mid-tier.
I would concur with that.
I think I would agree. We'll drop that one mid-tier.
Ooh, I'm going to be first guy every time. All right.
Milky Way is number two. I'm putting Milky Way with Baby Ruth. I think they're about equal.
Ooh, I would be lower, bottom tier. I don't like them.
Ooh, I'm going high tier because it's when you put it in the refrigerator for a little bit, they're pretty good. So I guess we have to agree it's mid-tier maybe.
I guess probably split the difference. Do that. Kit Kat.
Bottom tier.
Oh.
Yeah. They're bottom tier for me, too.
Oh, that's wild. They're like one of them. I was going to put them S tier.
Well, you won't be putting it S tier with our boat.
That's okay. Probably going to be a mid tier, too, then.
I guess.
Yeah.
I really like Kit Kats.
You canceled out a little bit of ours, so.
Yeah. Butterfinger.
Mmm. What's wrong with you?
Really?
They're a little messy, so I can't put it top tier.
They get stuck to your teeth.
That's another reason. I'm going to go mid-tier with it.
Well, it's one of my favorites.
You like
peanut
butter.
So it would be high tier or top tier for me.
Well, which one?
I'll go with high tier.
Okay. So it's a mid-tier.
Yeah. Toblerone? Toblerone?
Yeah, Toblerone.
What is that? Is that the caramel kind of thing?
It's the ones that come in the little triangle thing. I've had them. I like them.
I'll have to abstain because I don't think I've had one.
They're not my
favorite. So it's between you two.
Favorite. But I don't dislike them.
It's milk chocolate.
Okay, I haven't had it. I abstain, so y'all pick.
I would say mid-tier for me.
Okay. So far, every candy bar has been mid-tier. But we're at one that might shake some things up. A plain chocolate Hershey's bar.
I like them. I'm going to go high tier with that.
I think even though they're not they're not something I'm ever going to, the just having a classic chocolate bar, I think is a big deal.
Yeah.
So I'd probably also put it high.
Yeah. If it had the almonds, it would be high tier, but it would be mid tier for me, a regular Hershey's bar.
I think too high is to...
We'll go ahead and drop high.
High tier, yeah, just to get off.
And we'll count this with almonds because the option's not there. So,
yeah.
You know, that's fine.
Yeah.
How's now, that's big player.
Yeah.
Snickers bar.
Big boy. I'm going high tier.
I think you could even drop Snickers top tier.
That would be a top tier for me.
Wow. Okay.
I mean,
I guess
think
I'm outnumbered top tier. I don't have a problem with it. I think it's up there.
Yeah.
My top tier is coming.
Well, the reason for me, when I think of a candy bar, I think of a Snickers.
Yeah.
Twix, next up. I like Twix a lot, too.
Mid-tier for me.
Yeah, I would say mid.
Hmm. I'll drop the mid-tier then. Three Musketeers.
Bottom tier.
Ooh, bottom tier.
Yeah, for me, too.
Now.
That's where Milky Way should be.
Oh, Home and Joy is going to be weird.
It's going to be weird because I love them.
I do,
one of
too.
My favorites.
I'm going high tier with it.
I'd probably even say top, but I could go with high. But you don't like them.
If there is something lower than bottom tier, that's where an Almond
that's
Joy...
That's because he has a coconut thing.
I also like Mounds.
Or Mounds would be.
Yeah, Mounds are good.
So I guess that's high?
High tier.
You said high, I said high.
Well, that's gross.
Now we might have another. We might have another contender here.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, top tier.
The toppest of the top for me.
Unless they had white chocolate on this list, and then that would be top tier.
Yeah.
But Crunch Bar.
Mid tier.
I'd even go low.
Yeah, I could go low too. I just, they don't appeal to me.
Yeah, mid to low. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then M&M's.
They're always good in a pinch. I'm going to go high tier.
Yeah, I can go high.
Yeah, and if they're the peanut ones, it's top tier for me. Well, that's our ranking of candy bars.
Easy with him.
Shut up and say, well, those deals never seem to stop.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
We have doors.
Shopping at the Restore.
Yes, we have doors. We have interior and exterior doors available.
Hey, come check them out.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Big savings are headed your way, Murfreesboro. America's Thrift Stores is opening a new location at 1030 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Get ready for a clean and organized shopping experience where you'll find up to 70% off name brand clothes and so much more. And the best part? Thousands of new items hit the floor every single day. It's like walking into a brand new store every time you visit. All thanks to generous local donations. Visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro to learn more.
There's a lot going on here. Entertainers come in 3 or 4 times a week. I'm Greg Shannon. Come and check out Adam's Place. Of all the places we checked, it was by far the most comfortable. People make a difference in your life. And here, when we first got here, you know, they come up and said, hey, join us for dinner. They just want you to be part of the community, you know? Just feel so welcoming.
I'm Terry Deal. Call me from about Adam's Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
With all the financial headlines, are you wondering if your retirement savings will last? The market's ups and downs can keep you guessing, especially if you're approaching retirement or considering it. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. If you have more questions than answers about what's next, let's work together to help ensure you're prepared for your journey. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Wrapping up the Wake Up Crew, brought to you by America's Thrift Stores, opening at Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard very, very soon. Want to say good morning to Brian Gaither. Brian is the good neighbor of the day for all the wonderful work he and everyone with emergency medical services do for Rutherford County. Brian Gaither is our recipient of flowers as good neighbor of the day from Ryan Flowers, Coffee and Gifts, and News Radio WGNS. So congrats to Brian, and we want to thank you for nominating folks as good neighbor of the day. You can do that by texting neighbor to 615-893-1450 or go to WGNSradio.com/good neighbor. Those are two of the easy ways that you can get your good neighbor of the day to us here at the big house, and we'll take care of it from there for you.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
You know, not to brag, but I've been hired as a fitness model, John.
Really?
Yep. They're using me as the before picture.
Replay.
Very solid. Great joke. Got a thumbs up. I mean, just really, really good.
Wow. I don't have to say anything at that.
Wow, I'm taking
compared
it back.
To yesterday's, I mean, absolute stinker.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
Well, I'm just being honest.
Well, I want to let you know that the Wake Up Crew is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, who offers tools and tips to help you manage your energy use. Learn more about electric vehicles and more. Discover all of that at MTE.com. MTE.com. So what have we learned today?
Well, we talked a little bit about weight loss drugs.
Yes, we did.
You had some strong words.
You've said that a lot today.
Yeah, what were the strong words you were talking
about?
Well,
I just think weight loss drugs, I don't think we know enough about them to really consider them safe. And I think unless you need them for health reasons, it's probably best to just avoid it.
Yeah, because, you know, we used to think cigarettes were cool and
well,
good for
cigarettes
you.
Were like people smoked them to lose weight.
Yeah, stress.
And,
yeah.
You know, yeah. So I don't know. I just think we don't know enough about it. It's real new and it scares me a little bit.
Well,
but
Don't be scared. Be prepared.
Prepared for what?
The apocalypse.
Oh, okay.
That's comforting. That makes me feel a lot better. We
talked about candy bars just a second ago. That was fun.
We had a tier list.
Yeah, we ranked them.
I love tier lists. We don't do enough of those.
We don't. We should do more.
Yeah.
Makes me cry, though, when I think about it.
I like some of the... tier. Got it. I like some of the ones we've done that are local. But it's hard to do that because we don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. But like ranking some like local places. We should do roads. We should rank roads to drive on in Rutherford County.
Case and Lane at the corner of Case and Lane and Franklin Road. Do not go there.
Like we could do Broad Street, Memorial, Case and Lane.
I don't mind Broad Street anymore.
No.
Broad Street's
okay.
See,
that would be pretty high on my list, actually.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going
to
get anywhere.
Don't tell anybody, but I mean, if you've got to go to the north end of town, it's better to go Broad to Thompson Lane than it is Memorial.
We could even factor in, like, businesses that are on that road. Oh, man, I love that Taco Bell, you know?
Well, tier lists are going to get to be controversial is what's going to happen. I understand.
Medical Center Parkway would be up there because there's just so much going on, you know?
You could do, like...
you know, you do get through there pretty good, though.
Yeah, it's a good road.
I mean, it's not bad.
We should do that. I need to write that down, I'll forget to do it.
You know, best Chili's. Is it the one on Broad or Medical Center?
Ooh.
Ooh.
That's a tough one.
See, I like the one on Broad. Convenience. I think the food's probably about the same. But
I don't know that I knew that there was a Chili's on Medical Center.
In the Avenue.
The Avenue area. One of the things that they're doing...
How about restaurants that we never go to... But they're here, and they're very popular, we never go to. It doesn't mean they're
Jack
bad.
Jack Brown's.
It doesn't mean they're bad. Well, we'll go there one day.
One Saturday after the coach's show.
One day when you fix a light in here or something, he'll go.
I did that last week.
Yeah, but you didn't have the light. You had to go get one.
I'm not even going to go there. He brought a light from home that didn't work at home and then had me hang it here, and it didn't work. Surprise!
And he's got a child at home, Brian.
Well, it would be helpful if we... Never mind.
Oh.
Song of the day. Here's a little Tina Turner for you. Comeback songs. Tina had this one in 1984. Have a good day, everybody.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 81 degrees. Winds north-northeasterly around 5 miles per hour. Tonight it becomes mostly cloudy. Winds will be light. Lows drop to 56. Thursday remains mostly cloudy. Highs warm into the low 80s. And a few showers possible Thursday night, mainly before midnight. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 54.
Clark Talks and Company will get you top dollar for your property.
Selling your home, farm.